Hi, everyone. My name is Aaron Smith. I'm the CEO of EBA. I'm joined by Nancy Baikeman, our Executive Vice President. And we're joining you virtually from the Ultimate Zen Home in Stapleton, Colorado, which was an all-electric home featuring electric cooking. It's a Samsung induction unit. And that really started our journey to promote more and more about induction. As many of you know, at EBA, we're striving towards zero energy, zero carbon, zero health impact, and resilient homes. So we really put together a fantastic group here today to talk to you more about induction cooking, which is a technology that I have just fallen in love with and really enables the zero carbon home of the future. So today we have Walking the Walk in the Year of the Ox, an electric Chinese New Year cooking and ventilation celebration. And hopefully, like me, you had lunch before this because you're going to be starving afterwards otherwise. And I'm joined, as always, by our executive chef and electric kitchens expert, Rochelle Boucher. Rochelle is also the founder of Kitchens to Life. We have Brady Seals joining us from RMI. And Brady is the carbon-free building manager at RMI. And then we have Alex Seo, and Alex is the director of the Monarch Premium Appliance Showroom in San Francisco and really is an expert on all things ventilation. So we couldn't be more excited to have you join us today. Rochelle, we're really excited for what you're cooking. Alex, we're really excited for you to teach us about new form factors and aesthetics and needs for ventilation around induction cooktop. And Brady, we're so pleased to have you join us and partner with us on really bringing the science, the environmental, and the health impacts of cooking in our homes. So I'll turn it over to the team.
Wow, what a triangulation! That's incredible. Well, it's just a joy to be here, and I want to give a shout out to our team. So we're here, I'll do quick context. We're here at Monarch Premium Appliance. And thanks to Alex and then my co-founder, Robert Roth, we were able to quickly create the first ever electric kitchens workshop here in San Francisco. So I will give you a little context in a little bit about what I'm doing making Chinese New Year food. It's legit, everyone. I learned from an amazing person, as well as just briefly how I became an electric kitchen super fan. But our team here at Monarch is we're leading the charge in terms, get it? Electric joke. We are really honored to be leading that. We are amazing. We're induction cooking super fans. We have a partnership with a company that Alex will talk about, Elica. Elica is creating some of the most gorgeous and functional not only induction pieces, but ventilation. So Alex will set that stage. But just briefly, I'll tell you a little bit about what we're up to today. And then my whole role really after that is to cook along to the topics. So I became an electric kitchen super fan because I'm a chef and I work in the luxury appliance world, as well as I've been in restaurants for many years and a private chef as well. At my one of my I fell in love with induction, by the way, about 10 years ago. At my last job that I had, I worked with Miele San Francisco. I worked on a big, beautiful Miele gas range, dual fuel. I mean, it's fabulous, don't get me wrong. And right next to it, a beautiful little sleek induction cooktop. I learned time and again that the induction power was unbelievable. So Rob, you have a couple quick slides. I want to show you kind of how I learned about the Chinese New Year recipes that I have the honor to present to you today. I got to cook with So Fun. So Fun is remarkable, and I wasn't as a 100% induction person that I am now. We met in 2017, and she is a self-proclaimed Chinese grandma. She grew up there and has moved here. Her daughter-in-law is an incredible designer and was building an all-electric kitchen. Well, So Fun with her traditional recipes was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to learn this? Well, I had the honor to be her guide in a way. Truly, she was my guide. And I got to work with her side by side on full power gas and induction that her designer daughter was putting into her gorgeous kitchen. And she taught me so many beautiful recipes. We translated those recipes. And from the beginning, you will see she was teaching our recipes were so delicious and so successful that she ended up co-teaching a Chinese New Year class with me. Now, she can't be here today, unfortunately, because I'm alone in the kitchen these days, but that's going to change very soon. And at the very, very end of this, we're going to tell you about some Asian cooking experts that were actually in our midst yesterday. We've got a lot more planned for you, but I'm honored to present a few of her techniques. It's not a recipe-driven class today, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of an understanding of, and there she is, she's teaching art. That class was so, so fun, and that is what she says, her name is perfectly suited to who she is, and I agree. So to honor her today, I want to, I'll get started on one thing, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Alex and Brady, and you guys please give your context. But very quickly, induction cooking, I'm gonna turn the Elica cooktop on. Alex is going to explain what all of this is, but I actually have ventilation already ready. So I'm going to put the induction on and ventilation. And one of the first things I'm going to show you today is a whole fish. So I was very honored to learn from So Fun about cooking a whole fish. There it is. Look, you can also do 9 fish at once or more if you have a combi steam oven. And that's also part of an electric kitchen. We're getting that soon. But I was so lucky to learn from her about taking the whole fish, how to prepare it with ginger and green onion, and then we're going to cook it right here in this wok. So I'm gonna get this started, and Alex can, I'll turn it over to Alex, and you can talk about who you are. I've got our ventilation going, so I will get started with my induction cooking of a whole fish. Take it away, Alex.
Thanks, Michelle. Hi. Again, my name is Alex. I'm with Monarch San Francisco. We are a premium appliance location here in San Francisco. And Rochelle and I really, we met, what is it, about 3-4 months ago, Rochelle?
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole, we got together and then also with Brady, you know, really with the topic of, you know, this induction electric cooking that, you know, I became aware of not that long ago, probably about 12 months ago. And when we had customer coming in the showroom asking, oh, can you show us an induction? And because we're building this, you know, we have a new a building or new home construction, and we no longer allow gas as a new construction in San Francisco. What is that starting in June, isn't it, Chef Rochelle?
Starting in June, yeah.
And I believe that's across the country, 30 other cities are following suit in that. So because of that, I've learned a lot about induction from Chef Rochelle. And with the Elica cooktop there, we're looking at, it's a 2-in-1 system. So as you see there, not just that, you know, it's not just a induction cooktop, but also it's a very highly functional ventilation system, which is that right in the middle, you see that opening there. So when you see the cooking that Rochelle is doing now, you see that the ventilation at the same time when you turn it on is a very effective way of, you know, using induction with the ventilation combined.
Love it. So Brady, if you will tell us, you came into our world in a wonderful way. Please introduce yourself. It's just an honor to keep virtually getting back together with you.
Thanks, Chef Rochelle. It's actually about 1 year ago that we met in person. So I work at RMI, and RMI is a nonprofit that is really leading the transition, the energy transition, to be aligned with a 1.5 degree scenario future. So we know that for climate and increasingly for health, we have to find new ways to use energy that are renewable and clean. So we were actually having a staff retreat last year in Oakland, and Rochelle Rochelle gave us an induction cooking lesson. So it's been really fun to get to know Rochelle and talk about the climate benefits of going electric, the health benefits, which is what my work is, but also just how modern and fun and time-saving these appliances really are. So whatever your reason for going electric, there's a lot. And I think this is what we'll get a chance to see here today. Just very quickly, last year we started doing research into what are the health impacts from cooking with gas. One in every three households in America cooks with gas, about 35% of the population. Overall in this country, one in four homes are all electric, which means three out of four homes are still using some form of a fossil-based fuel. And we were wondering what were the health impacts from cooking with gas. And gas is the one appliance of the four or five in your home that's usually unvented. We spend 90% of our time indoors. To put this in perspective, we spend more time indoors than some whales spend underwater, meaning some whales are surfacing for air more often than we leave our building. So we are truly indoor creatures. And yeah. The things that we do, cooking is one of the main activities that actually can contribute to an unhealthy home. What's fabulous, what Rochelle is doing, I mean, just looking at your screen there, how crisp and clear it is, you know, cooking with induction has a lot of health impacts. We wrote a short report about it last year. And so I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what are some of the harms from cooking with gas. And to be honest, I am someone who's worked on cook stoves globally for about 12 years. And I did not know about a lot of these harms. So I think throughout this time together, we'll talk a little bit about some of those. What are some of the policies that are happening right now throughout the country? And what role does do induction stoves have to play?
I love it. Great. And so Alex, for you, I mean, you've been in ventilation. Both of you are globally, you know, you've been doing this, both of your work globally for a long time. And so it's pretty appropriate to be talking about this because you guys have been aware of this for a long time. Alex, ventilation, it's one of those things that's really misunderstood in the appliance world. And there are, I think, two things about the appliance world that are very true. There's a lot of things, but one of them is that we are very big on ventilation. We always have, whether it's gas or induction, whatever you're doing. So please speak to that. But the other thing that I always talk about is that most of my colleagues in the appliance world, we love induction. We love it because we've used it. We've trained on it. It's a big difference, right, Aaron? Like when you actually get in there and do it. So we love it. It's just that it's hadn't had its moment yet. Well, now it's having a moment. But Alex, talk to us about ventilation and sort of why you've been championing it for decades.
Yeah, so my past life, right? My other career, founder of Zephyr Ventilation, company now, you know, lots of just ventilation focus only products in the market. I you know, started the company and over the years built, you know, hundreds of products in the ventilation category all over the world with the focus on air quality and, you know, how to help residential kitchens vent, properly vent the cooking residue and air out of the kitchen. So, you know, I've seen changes over the years. You know, when I first got into the business 20 years ago, if I remember clearly, electric in terms of cooking is a larger portion of gas. But over time, gradually, you know, gas became more popular and, you know, we wanted the bigger and the more powerful equipment, you know, like the restaurant. So you see a lot of the manufacturers getting into the large format, you know, 48 inches, 60 inches ranges with multiple gas burners and high BTUs. And so that's been the trend when I got into the ventilation business. And the requirement was, you know, always how do you vent these, you know, the byproduct of you know, both gas and cooking out of the kitchen properly. So you built bigger and more powerful vents. So that's what I've been doing for years. And of course, you know, the most effective ones looks like the one in the restaurants, right? So big stainless box that would cover the big stainless range, So, you know, in the past, we talked a lot about, you know, capture, hood capture and ventilation in the terms of CFM, which is cubic feet per minute, how much air you can move out. And
so
it's always been
how big the hood is and then how much it pulls, right?
It pulls out, yeah. So it's always been, we recommend and we train those people to do that. The bigger the hood over the range, the better, the more powerful. Right. Would, you know, accommodate your cooking equipment. And, but, you know, the byproduct of that is noise, right? And it's also energy consumption. And it's, you know, taking up a lot of power. And a lot of times you have this big, bulky restaurant looking hood over, you know, like the gorgeous open kitchen you're at right now.
Right.
You know, that is no longer the case. And,
right.
you know, the kitchen becomes a utility room. So over the years, that's been the case. But, you know, that's changing because the fact is that the regulation and the rule is changing, right? So just like the gas market for cars, and that's, you know, quickly turning into, you know, electric cars, and we want a cleaner environment to live in. And, you know, that so regulators are saying that, hey, gas no more in certain cities. For instance, I know for a fact in San Francisco, it's happening in June. So that also changes the way we specify and talk to customers on what is the alternative of gas cooking and what's the alternative for ventilation. So like what you're cooking on right now, it's the best alternative we find now is in fact induction, which, you know, chef, you can brag all about how well they work and just show us how well it works.
Well, I wanted that, you know, your ventilation experience is bar none. It's so exciting. For you, Brady, you're one of the things that I love is you're saying, you know, ventilation is having a moment. So induction is coming along with that moment. Your studies and your reports have been quoted everywhere. So I'm just lucky to know you. Talk about sort of what's most top of mind for you in this moment.
Yeah, what's top of, I think building electrification is having a moment, and it's not a moment too late. I mean, buildings have been an overlooked source of climate and health issues. In the US, buildings contribute 10% to all of our greenhouse gas emissions. And globally, buildings are responsible for 40%. So this is a big thing. And how come no one's talking about it? We talk about coal plants, we talk about cars, but what about our buildings? And what I love about buildings is electrifying them has so many co-benefits. So, you know, when I say buildings, I don't know what you think of, but when I say home or school or work, or it's really, buildings are about people and they can work for us or against us. And unfortunately, right now, most of our buildings are working against us. They're working against us because we are unknowingly polluting our indoor air. The number one thing we do in our homes pretty much that adds to our indoor air pollution is cooking. And the EPA themselves say our indoor environments are 2 to 5 and up to 100 times more polluted than outdoors. And we have really no regulations in place. I just want to share a screen for you. This will give you a graphic. Hopefully you guys can see this briefly, but outdoors, we're so conscious of our air and we're trying to regulate it. And indoor, we really don't have any kind of standards or guidelines. So baking a cake in a gas oven can have nitrogen dioxide concentrations of 230 parts per billion. The outdoor standard is 100. For a 1 hour exposure. So these are things that are just really not known. And this is where I think the reports that we're doing, these kinds of events, we're really helping to raise awareness. But I do want to say that I think it shouldn't only be on the homeowner or the renter to switch to a healthier alternative, but policymakers. And this is what Alex was alluding to. In a year and a half, 42 cities in California have some kind of all electric mandate for new construction or existing. We've seen New York City commit to all electric, Denver, we're seeing Seattle. So this is an unstoppable movement that has happened really quickly, aligning for climate reasons, but increasingly for health. You know, we found stats in EPA, we really just uncovered research that said kids who live in a home with a gas stove have a 42% increased risk of having asthma than kids who live in a home with an electric stove. And a lot of this is because some of the same pollutants that come from our gas flames come from our tailpipe. So you have this mix of nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and others. Ventilation is so key because burning food, which I'm sure Chef Rochelle doesn't do, but I often do, burning toast, anything like that, you'll release
burn toast.
You burn toast?
Yeah.
So we always need ventilation, even with electric, but by transitioning from gas to electric, we can literally remove pollutants like the asthma-inducing nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, which I think people are more familiar about. But what's top of mind for me is we're raising awareness. People are excited because, you know, this isn't the electric stove of 20 years ago. We have great modern alternatives. And so I think with the raising of awareness and the action that we're seeing, that cities are leading the charge, it's a really exciting time. I just think that, you know, the more we can cook on induction, see it, feel it. I mean, it's a terrible name, I have to say. Whoever came up with the name induction cooking, it's not, it doesn't really stick. Same thing with heat pumps or electric alternatives, but you know, you're really cooking with magnets. And so we just have to come up with a better catchphrase.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Chef Rochelle.
All right, I'll think of it. Yeah, I agree with you. And what's really, you know, and there's, you know, with all the things that are happening, like Brady, you're talking about different parts of the home that, you know, can contribute to like how you can make your home cleaner. And Alex, you've talked about, you know, you guys are getting your electric cars and it's, there's a lot of things, but the area and you know, ventilation, Alex, you'll talk about this in a moment because ventilation is having an extra moment in California. And I want you to talk about that in just a second. But one of the challenges is that, yes, there's not like a sexy name for it. It also looks often, well, this one doesn't, but often induction looks like the old kind of electric. So those two things are all entangled. And this is like you're saying, it's working with magnets. My pan is heating up from, hi Francisco back there, live TV, or live. My pan is heating up from the energy that is created below this. So it is created, there's a mag creating a very, very low and safe magnetic wave. And it is heating up my wok. Yesterday, just so everyone knows, and we'll talk about this at the end, is I had one of my favorite chefs and Top Chef alum, Tu David Fu. He is glorious, and he was in here working on this. He is 100% electric kitchen fan. He was working on this. This wok got so hot so quickly, he was giggling. He was like, yeah, this is amazing. So even chefs that are on board, we still have to catch up and get to use all this stuff. So the naming is confusing. It looks like something else, but it's also that emotional connection to your traditions. When I worked with So Fun, she had grown up her entire life cooking these traditional dishes. But boy, it did not take her long to get excited and used to how fast this was, how safe. I mean, look, I can touch the handles. I'm gonna
Chef
Fry, but I wanna turn it over to you, Alex, because California is having an extra moment when it comes to ventilation.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if maybe you might be tossing something on that walk soon, but just to see, you know, what we've gotten from consumers, especially the last 6 months or so, really is, you know, how does it work? What is induction? I admit it is a horrible name. Yeah, they got to call it something else. But, you know, once you explain it, and Chef, if you're heating that wok, you see how quickly it works compared to a gas. It's highly efficient. Yeah. And what I'll do is show my screen here just that, you know, just you get to see what is inside an induction. That way, you know, people have an understanding of what, you know, so as Chef was saying, that there's these magnets that's embedded inside the or underneath the glass. So as you see it there. So these magnets, they So the emits the magnetic energy, and it instead of heating up the surface of the cooktop, is actually energizing the pot that you're using or the pans through magnetic power, magnetic field, and it vibrates that, you know, the metal that's on top of the glass, and it heats food up or heat whatever you're cooking up that way. So it's highly efficient because it's no longer, you know, heating ribbon that you are heating up to heat up the glass, and then the glass to the cookware that you're using is directly using the magnetic vibration to vibrate the molecules on the pan. What was that, chef, about, you know, less than a minute you got that thing going hot, right?
I actually shut it off for a second while you were talking, because I'm like, whoa, it's amazing.
So compared to a gas,
was shocked by this yesterday. It was really exciting.
Yeah, compared to a gas, you have, you know, you have flame. Now you know, the flame then is heating up air, and then the air then heating up your pots and pans. There's a lot of inefficiency there. So in that case, you just need, you know, if you want, you know, hot cooking, you just need higher and higher BTU, which is a lot of energy, and it's very inefficient. So in the case of induction, because of this technology, it's quick, it's efficient, and it's also very, very accurate.
So what I wanna do is, sorry if I can't hear, now I'm good. So what I wanna do is, Brady, for you, you know, we've cooked together, one time was a year ago. What are you finding sort of next? I wanna make sure Alex talks to us about the different types of ventilation that are available. Brady, you talked a lot about, you know, and this is very important, issues of equity, issues of affordability, issues of scale. Certainly if you have to buy a gigantic hood and all of that, that's expensive. It's great, it's effective if people use it, but Brady, you really have a lot of awareness about what we need to do in our industry to get this technology out to more people, right?
Exactly. I think there's really two issues here. Amory Lovins, who founded RMI, is a big energy efficiency. This is really RMI's bread and butter for a long time. And one of the things that he said early on was, you know, what do people want? They want cold beer and hot showers. Do they really care how it's getting hot or how it's getting cold? And I think the same could be said a little bit about how we cook. I mean, do we really want to cook with gas? Or I don't think so. I mean, I personally think in a couple generations, our kids, it may be shocking to them that we cooked with a dirty gas flame inside, but we need to cook our food. And so I think, like, the pieces that you're mentioning on the energy savings, which translates into cost savings, and the efficiency, is really, it's good for the climate and it's good for the economics. But the whole issue with induction right now is that it's hard to find. You walk into Home Depot and you may find one or two induction stove models and 15 to 20 gas. The induction stove models are probably more expensive right now. And in Europe and Hong Kong and other places, that's not the case. Induction in many places is cheaper than gas, but it's the market share here. We don't have a big market share. And unfortunately, the health impacts are disproportionate. Lower income communities and communities of color experience disproportionate air pollution, whether that's indoors or outdoors. And there's a couple main factors why we know lower income communities and households are more susceptible to indoor air pollution. Things like smaller units, more people per unit, already having asthma in the first place, which we know is a profoundly inequitable disease, and also the number one disease affecting children. So we really need to think about, you know, I talk to a lot of doctors in my day to day, and I have doctors who say to me, I would love to write a prescription for an electric stove. I can't do that now, but I can advocate for it. So what I would love to see in the future is how can we monetize the health benefits for going to electric to make sure that those who can feel the benefits first are these communities. And this is where in all electric policies, having the environmental justice community there from day one to help plan, here's what we want. When we retrofit public housing or affordable housing, here's the way it should be done. So it really is, the air we breathe is not equal. It's unfortunate, but what I feel is promising is that we have these solutions. It's just about access and affordability, driving the market. The more people who learn about this issue and want induction is great, but we also need policymakers and others to incentivize it for those who are really feeling the effects already from the emissions from fossil fuels in and around our homes.
Got it. And for you,
yeah, my role, as a product and, you know, engineering and appliance person really is to, first of all, educate the customers on, you know, the new technology, right? That's why we do a lot of demos and with Chef Rochelle cooking up these fantastic dishes.
That's why you built this.
Absolutely. So consumers need to know the advantage of, you know, the new technology, which, you know, has been in Europe and Asia for many, many years, just not in the US because gas has been such a big, you know, go after in terms of preference, consumer preference in the last 20 years. But also working with manufacturers like Elica, like the cooktop we have showing here is actually a, you know, again, it's innovation is a two in one. So instead of paying for a cooktop, a very expensive induction cooktop, and then another hood that goes with it. That's a two-in-one unit. I can do a quick video here to show you. Chef is showing us real life, but this is just a quick demo on, you know, how with the cooking on four of the burners, again, it's, you have the cooking appliance as well as a, you know, built-in ventilation appliance at the same time. So that naturally would save costs. And the reason this is a product that that Elica built, you know, with a lot of innovation is also because, you know, on the ventilation side, we no longer now worry about, you know, the big BTUs and the gas and the, you know, the byproduct of gas cooking, right? So we no longer have to worry about ventilating that side of the cooking product, the byproduct. So, you know, so a downdraft now it becomes a very valid, you know, in terms of design option for lots of kitchen designers, and you no longer really need that big hood over the big range. So, you know, the whole kitchen design now, the conversation changes too, right? With designers and builders. And again, you know, this is not something new in Europe. So, you know, most of the gorgeous product design and kitchen design you see, they're just so clean, they're so minimal. I can show you some example here on some of the products, you know, that, you know, when you don't have to worry about the big bulky stainless hood above your cooking.
That.
So look, you know, that's what it could turn into, right? And I'll show you something else that, let's see, imagine if, you know, I mean, that's not imagining, that's an actual product from Elica in Europe. So, you know, the whole reason they can do that is because that hood, now they have created a technology where, you know, because of, we no longer have to worry about the CO2 from gas emission. So now they've innovated, you know, they've created or they have invented a filter system that you can take out all the byproduct from just the, you know, just cooking. And then it recirculates back into the home. But that filter that you use, instead of having to change out every 3 months, they've invented something now that you can just pop into the oven and it'll clean itself and you can use for up to 5 years. So with that technology, just imagine this above your cooktop, right? It's no longer a big stainless vent hood, but rather a light and a vent and a, you know, a air cleaner at the same time for the kitchen. And, you know, so again, you know, the more we, you know, bring this awareness to kitchen designers in the US and look at what they've done in Europe, I think, you know, the more options we have, and there's definitely a lot of design aspect of that business that we can definitely talk about. I'll just show you one more here. So you know, no longer that hard stainless etch. You can integrate, you know, ventilation with your surrounding, like this guy here, or, you know, that's a kitchen.
Oh, come on.
You know, that changes everything, right? When it comes to kitchen layout with a simple induction top, you know, a hood that you don't even see. We call that a chameleon, I believe they call that in Europe, that blends right into your background. So that whole design aspect of, you know, no longer have to worry about designing a restaurant in your kitchen, changes. That conversation is definitely coming. So those are the awareness we'd like to bring to our customers and as well as the manufacturers.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And Elica makes hoods and ventilation for all kinds of different price points. And they're just one company, obviously. Brady, for you, I know that you and Alex have had some sort of challenges to the appliance industry. And I think some of those things are actually coming true. Last time we spoke, you kind of threw down a challenge and Alex took you up on it. Can you guys talk about that a little more what more you might want to see from the appliance industry in this exciting moment that we're in?
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And I think it's been great getting to know you, Alex, and thank you for accepting our challenges. But really, I think it comes down to this. Some of the most important things are pieces that we take for granted, which is our family's health and indoor air quality and comfort in our home. And we should really be leading with those messages and promoting the solutions that have been proven scientifically to be able to meet those. And I think what that offers is innovation of design, of technology. As Alex, you mentioned before, not having to put in these bulky hoods. But I think as a company, as people who interact with buyers and builders, being able to lead with this human-centered message about kind of the proven benefits is something that I feel like it is important to me. And, you know, I have a sister with a 6-month-old baby and she's been really struggling to find a locally available, affordable induction cook stove. And so she's cooking everything, like many of my friends and people in my life, on a plug-in induction burner on top of their gas stove. And so I think that in the future for people like me and my sister and having those messages and having products that can meet those healthy home standards and also be affordable. Just kind of one last point on this, and Alex, I'd love to hear what you're saying, but you know, most of our gas pipelines in this country are older than me. Like, they are very old, which means they're very expensive to maintain. And so in Seattle, this all-electric building code that I mentioned has an exemption for gas stoves. So even your water heater and your furnace are electric, if you still want the gas stove, that means having to run a pipeline to the home for just the gas stove. And that has a climate and huge economic costs once we start to add it up. And this is sort of where this emotional attachment to the cook stove and where I think some of the health and air quality co-benefits can really help us in making the counter argument to some of those, because the more exemptions like that we see, the more it stacks up and it adds up in the end.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, for me really is, you know, even though I've spent, you know, good 20 amount of, you know, the last 20 years building ventilation, but, you know, for me, really the awareness really came to me last year when, you know, California sky turned red and, you know, we had this raging fire that is occurring now, reoccurring every year in California. And, you know, we stayed home because we couldn't breathe the air outside. So, you know, for me, really looking at that and you know, finally, like, you know, we're in the kitchen with bad air outside. We didn't want to turn on the gas oven, you know, and even if we do, you know, we'll have to turn our hood on and now we're drawing inside air out and, you know, somewhere we have to pull air back in, right? So that would have to come from the outside air somehow. And, you know, that's not only the challenge for California, but in countries or in a region where it's really cold in the up north and up in the northeast. You know, when it's wintertime, the air is so cold that, you know, that's why they have this law where if you have a high power ventilation, you have to make up air, you know, otherwise it's going to, you know, take out your gas pilot light in the house and may cause explosion. So that's the danger of putting in a very high power hood. And in some parts of the country where it's really cold, you can't really do that, right? Mm-hmm. So that gets me rethinking about, okay, now maybe cooking, you know, maybe with this new technology is a very valid option. We no longer have to worry about, you know, building bigger ventilation to get good air quality inside the house, but rather, you know, just don't burn bad air when you cook. So that would take care of half of that. And then the other really is working with innovative companies like Elica. You know, I'm very lucky to be part of their design council, working with new products. That is to bring in these gorgeous new products, not only with innovation, but rather also economies of scale to get the price down. And of course, the more consumer are aware and purchasing these units, the cheaper it's going to get, right, over time. So outside of innovation, we have, since the last conversation with Elica, now talked about possibly, yeah, you know, why not integrate air exchange system in the hood for the kitchen while we are producing, while we manufacturing and designing range hoods for the kitchen. So those are the next, I think, potential things that could come from manufacturers, you know, so continue on this conversation is important.
I love it. And just briefly, I'll wrap up my part of it because I know we're going to have a lot of question and answer. I'll just talk to you a little bit about what I finished off here. So I steamed the whole fish. We are going to put, I have the long bean recipe on my website at Kitchens to Life. So that's kitchens with an S, T-O, life.com. And then I will add the whole steamed fish. It was the recipe I developed, like I said, with So Fun. The last part of the fish is just the little spicy chili oils and soy and oil and some green onion. We sizzle that up. And notice as I was going along, I can actually put things right on the cooktop. It's strong and it's not going to turn on unless the pan is there and I choose it. So it's an amazing thing. And as I said, we are opening up our electric kitchen workshop one at a time to chefs until we are able to cook together again. No one is longing for that more than I. Chef Tu David Phu is now going to be here creating his Vietnamese content, Vietnamese dishes, as well as extensive Asian cooking. And then we've got just this incredibly diverse team here of people, and we are going to be cooking everything from Singapore, dishes from Singapore. We're going to be doing, I think Doug's got some specialties from his grandmother from Taiwan. We've just got a world of people here and we're really excited to play around with get them in the kitchen and play around with their wonderful stuff. So there's my beautiful items. We will have a little lunch here ourselves. But please take it away to any questions that we may have. Really happy to answer anything.
Great. Thanks so much, Chef Rochelle. Brady and Alex, you talked about the hob. I think you talked about hobs and the smaller. So it seems to me that if someone is interested in induction, they maybe can't afford today to change out their cooktop. They actually could do like your sister's doing, Brady, and put in a hob. And I know we're looking at that for our house right now. Can you talk about the availability of hobs in small format and how that could be a good bridge technology for people?
Yeah, because again, of the, you know, in terms of economies of scale, right, those hobs, you know, again, the induction technology really isn't that expensive, but it's putting it in a larger format like a cooktop. Again, because US has its own specification, so the less we sell, the more expensive they are. But hopefully that market would open up. But then with these hobs, that's how I started. So I I do have a gas range at home that I'm switching out to induction. And I started out with buying these little hops and trying them out. And those are, you know, you probably get them from Amazon, $20, $30 for a single hop. And, you know, if you want to try using those and you find out, just like I did, how efficient and how accurate they are. I do a lot of, my wife is Austrian, so we do a lot of Wiener Schnitzel. Mm. So it requires frying. And I always use a screw it up on the gas. So, because I just started learning that long ago. But the accuracy, right? Yeah. But with the induction, I know exactly is number 3 gets me, you know, 200 and whatever degrees for frying, and it would just be consistent. So that's how I started out. And then since then, my wife has an electric car. I'm looking at one for next year. And so now we are really getting educated on, you know, the heat pumps and, you know, we pay as much gas every month than we do electric, right? So gas, even though they say it's cheap, it's not that cheap when you use a lot of it. So, but the option is go electric and find a way to reduce that cost. And that would be solar naturally for us next year.
Fantastic. And I think there was even a smart hob that you could tie into an app on your cell phone. Yeah. Chef Rochelle.
Yeah, Chef Rochelle uses that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we actually, screw it up. Yes, it's one of my favorites, but that, you know, like you said, Alex, there's some very inexpensive ones. The best kind of price range, there's some around $75 to $100, and they're going to be more durable. The individual plug-in hobs, they're going to be more durable. They're going to be a little bit easier to use. You do get what you pay for. There is then on the other side of it, my favorite, we actually sell these on our website because I love it so much. It's called the Heston Q, and it's app driven. So it's not just a hob, it's an entire cooking system. And that's, we use that all the time. And as a private chef, all of my clients have it because I leave them cooking homework, which is really fun. So there is a huge array of things. For us, actually, we had a gas leak in our yard. Luckily, it wasn't in our apartment. I've been out of hot water for 10 days. Good times. But I was fine cooking because we're getting our gas stove taken out. Our apartment manager is very supportive. I've had to do a lot to make that happen, but we just cook on induction and in my combi steam. So we're just fine. But that leak, Brady, like you talked about, probably cost them about $20,000. And I don't even want gas coming into my place. So really a conundrum.
And yeah. One quick thing to add on to that for the lower income pieces that we touched on it. In California, some of the utilities are actually offering induction stove loaner programs where you can try out a stove for free for 3 weeks. And it also comes with a cookware set. And that's another thing if you're thinking about trying it out. I did this too, where I put a magnet on all of my pots and pans to see. We tried to do a hashtag show me your magnets on Twitter. So there's a few on there if you want to see people's pots and pans. I think this loaner program in Boston, the public library has an induction stove loaner program. And I think these are the types of things we need to see to make sure that we're reaching people where they are at, across all income levels.
And yeah, fortunately, yes, your cookware has to be magnetic. And like you said, Brady, you just stick a magnet to it. Fortunately, most cookware of a lot of different price levels is magnetic. Cast iron is. There's actually even some new copper that is magnetic. There's a lot of choices. So that is sort of an older myth. But yes, you are right. Like, show me your magnets. That's a great hashtag. I love it.
Yeah. Well, maybe filling in the middle, behind me in this kitchen is a Samsung induction cooktop.
I love that one.
And yeah, I know Chef Rochelle loves that one as well. And we actually hope to get you out to the model home and have you cook, COVID willing, I always say COVID willing. But Alex, can you talk about the breadth of availability from brands for induction cooktops today?
Yeah, so you see a lot of cooktops, right? So there's the range and the cooktops. So definitely the cooktops is definitely more affordable, but they do start around $1,500. And we might have some manufacturers with pricing coming down a little bit now that, you know, because of builders actually, like in San Francisco, they no longer can with the brand new building, high rise, put in gas. So they have to put in these cooktops, and they're usually 30 or 36 inches, the most popular sizes. They could be as small as 24, which means that if it's 24, they might even be, you know, about the $1,000 range. So something like the 2-in-1 Elica you see there, they start at about $3,500, but you're buying an induction cooktop plus ventilation at the same time. Right. The specific model you see there, I believe it's, I think it's 4,500 perhaps, but that's more, you know, catered to the high end design because of the sleek ventilation system they put in there. Mm-hmm. So that's the price range we're looking at now. Of course, I think after this, you know, the middle of this year, when more builders are putting in, you know, standard items to be either electric or induction. And again, I'm specifically talking about induction, right? So electric, you would have something, you know, below the $1,000. That's as not as impressive as induction, but if that's the only option, then it would mean electric, your regular electric ribbon cooktops, or you upgrade to induction with the magnetic cooking technology.
Yeah. Maybe. I really like what you said, Alex, and maybe Brady, you can speak about that a little bit. But what we have to think about is the total cost of installation, the total cost of ownership, the knock-on environmental health impacts. But I think about it from the builder perspective that if I put in a gas range and a huge hood and then a makeup air in my house, I mean, Brady, can you kind of talk about that? Because I think we have this love of gas that we're forgetting how much more it costs us to achieve in our home. Can you talk a little bit about that, Brady?
Yes. And something that RMI and the team that I'm on has done a lot on is what we affectionately call EEB, which is the economics of electrifying buildings. So we've done, I think we've profiled now around 10 or 11 different cities. And the story is this. It is much cheaper to build all electric than to go back and retrofit. And so it still is possible to, with the retrofits, have savings because some of these appliances, like a heat pump, are three times more efficient. So when you factor in the energy efficiency, it's so huge. But I think this is where, when we think about the policies we're seeing, there's two kinds. And the low-hanging fruit, although I'm not a huge fan of that term, but in this case, I think it is, it's all electric new construction policies because the economics are just there. So if you haven't seen that, I can link it on RMI's. We have a really detailed breakdown anywhere from Austin to Chicago, different cities, so you can see what is that cost. And this isn't even factoring in the health piece. In about 2 weeks, a new study we've been working on with Harvard has actually quantified the health impact of vented appliances in the state, in the premature deaths that it's contributed to from all of the particulate matter pollution, and what that means in terms of financial considerations, which is significant. So I can't give any numbers away yet, but I think if we layered in the health cost indoors and outdoors, it would greatly outweigh those pieces. So it's a really good point that you bring up, Erin, and something that we hope to see more and more in. And the technology is just advancing all the time. We're seeing this now with cold weather heat pumps. This has really changed a lot in the last 20 years, and the economics therefore are improving as well.
Yeah. And if I could just maybe add on to that, Brady, a follow-on question, which is, you know, we've been talking a lot today about the health of the homeowner, right?
Yeah.
But I think what you've taught me is that we need to think about the health of our neighborhoods, the health of our communities, and the impact that air pollution has. So all of this is being vented to the outside. With the advent of electrification, I mean, what are some of the numbers around what air pollution does for human health, or how many deaths are caused by air pollution? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and very good timing. A new study from Harvard came out this last week, which is really shocking because it told us, take what you thought and double it. twice as many people die from fossil fuel air pollution than we knew a year before. So in the US, that number is 350,000 people are dying from air pollution caused by fossil fuels, which means preventable. At this point, preventable. And this is the silver lining of this. These are solvable problems. We have the tools. I think we just really need the political will right now to make it happen. So those numbers are, again, outdoor air pollution. Indoor air pollution is a lot harder. We have less data points. It's much harder to get access to people's home. But just think of that number of 42 kids are 42% higher increased risk of having asthma if they live in a home with a gas stove. And the average per person cost of asthma is $3,000 a year. In the US, we spend $80 billion a year on asthma in this country. So if a gas stove is a trigger and it's a $1,500 investment, that could be half the cost of what you may be spending per year on asthma. So the numbers are big and they're growing because we're just learning more. And this study that we're doing in Harvard will have the building specific the numbers outdoors, and that should be out in about 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Question, where can people see the 2-in-1 induction cooktop and wok? And that's probably for Alex or for Chef Rochelle.
Right here in Monarch San Francisco.
Take it away, Alex.
There you go.
Yeah, Monarch. So we are, again, the retail appliance showroom in San Francisco, right by the Design District on 17th Street. We have other locations in Santa Clara, as well as San Rafael and Hayward. And Sacramento. So they will soon be installing the live unit as well, Elica, in the showroom and doing demos with Chef Rochelle. So welcome to come by and we'll show you how it works live. And also, I think we had a question here about manufacturers. Do we have a list of manufacturers with induction and electric ranges? Yes, just about every single manufacturer you think of, yeah. GE, and you know, they do have induction and electric options. They're just not as popular, so you don't see them advertised as much, or they're in the back of the catalog. But again, the more people asking for it, just like we have at the showroom, we have gotten a lot of people requesting demos for induction. That's why we hook them up live and want to demo to the customers.
Like I said, so. Alex, it's that clean little secret in the appliance industry that everyone's really proud of their induction. I know the teams at Sub-Zero Wolf, the teams at Miele, they love their induction technology, absolutely love it. It's just being asked for now. So I'm actually, Rob and I are working with some groups going around to our manufacturer, the highest level manufacturers, and saying, okay, it's time to show us how much you love those, not only the induction tops, but what I call the whole electric kitchen. Everything else in your kitchen almost is electric, right? So I'm telling everybody, let's take a look at your speed ovens, which is microwave and oven. Steam ovens are a huge thing. I cook in my combi steam oven 2 times a day, probably. We have your wall ovens can do so much more than you ever thought possible. Some companies, Monogram, is building air fry right into their wall oven. So there is a world of gorgeous cooking technology available. And then I have a friend of mine, Chris Garlaza. He is working on the commercial side. The commercial induction and electric units are amazing. And companies around here, so we're in San Francisco, we've got Salesforce, we've got Google, we have Microsoft up in the Northwest. They're putting in all electric kitchens and it's super exciting. And talk about, you know, first the chefs and the cooks are like, I don't know, I don't get it, I don't like it. And I'm telling you, it doesn't take long for them to realize how much safer, faster, easier, cooler, and incredibly controllable it is. So we're at a great moment. It's a lot of fun.
Great. If you'll, well, we have a couple minutes left here, but I have a great question. And I really like the whole team to reiterate this point, because one thing we've taught at EBA for a long time is build airtight and ventilate right. Right. That's kind of the new house of the future. But this question is from Steve Schreiner, and he designs houses to passive house standard, which is extremely airtight building envelopes. And I'm sure Brady and I are both very familiar with that. One of the primary concerns is makeup air for proper ventilation. Is the induction stovetop vent effective enough to not require large volumes of makeup air and also be energy efficient? I think I know the answer to that, but Alex, do you want to take that one, or Chef Rochelle?
Alex.
Sure. So let's see. I have a little video here to show you. Yes, this unit here is also made for recirculation. So yeah, that's the long version. Let me do the... Okay, we'll have to roll with the long version. So
I love the long version.
Again, the unit is built, for cooking hops, right? So the ventilation, all that is required here is 400 CFM, no more. And that's effective and efficient for venting out. You have two options for the venting. One is to vent it out, and the other is recirculation. And okay. Because of the technology we talked about earlier with these cleaning, you see here the filter here for filtering the grease and the residue can be removed and cleaned in the dishwasher. And then you have these ceramic filters that's showing now. These are the ones that would recirculate the air from cooking. And instead of changing those out every 3 months, you pop them in the oven and they'll last for 5 years. So that's the technology for recirculating air within the home without having to duct it out because it's so cold.
Yeah, and again, the more makeup air that we don't have to bring in, the more air we don't have to duct out, the more efficient our homes are being over time. Another question that just came up, how long has this been on the market, this new Elica cooktop? This one's fairly new, right?
Yeah, this is actually launching right now. Mm-hmm. So they've been around in Europe for a couple of years, but this is now in the US, they just launched it. So it's a brand new item.
Great. And let's just maybe do final thoughts. And Alex, we'll start with you and then we'll go to Brady and we'll wrap up with Chef Rochelle.
Yeah, for me, I think really I appreciate the organization and this conversation because, again, the awareness for someone like me who's been very involved with product development and, innovation and engineering on the appliance side of things, especially ventilation. We never had this conversation. It's always been about build it better, more CFM, and, takes more air out, but we never had to worry about, what about air quality outside, So we appreciate the conversation. Again, working with the manufacturers, hopefully with this knowledge together, we can, having this full circle in terms of working with more innovative and better built products for the market and for the consumers.
Oh, that's fantastic. Brady?
I think for me, leading with the co-benefits, I think it's really powerful. We've seen this messaging resonate from people. We've seen this from activists and people who maybe weren't so convinced in the beginning. I had a lot of people even on my own team who were skeptics, but I think we've, through evidence and being the honest brokers of that evidence, we've been able to show that. And so I hope we'll be able to continue to raise awareness. Like I said before, we have great alternatives. I would just love to see this shift in the market and see induction stoves everywhere that are affordable and just to breathe easy knowing we have these clean options in our homes. And we need everyone in it. We have the doctors, the nurses, the mothers, the caregivers coming. A huge part of that is we need the builders too. The builders are a hugely important stakeholder in this. And I think having people having these conversations early on and often is going to be huge because this building electrification wave is continuing and the more the merrier, so we can keep learning, innovating, and making it better as cities continue to adopt all electric policies.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Chef Rochelle,
thank you
made me hungry again. You made me hungry.
I know. It's my lunch. I want to thank SoFun out there for teaching me about her traditions. And Alex, for building this space for us. It's really a pleasure. Brady, I, you are my guru. And Eva, the people that you bring us in front of is just an honor. So thank you so much. please do find us. We're here at Monarch in San Francisco, Monarch Premium Appliance in San Francisco. And then I have a website at kitchenstolife.com. We are opening up this kitchen space to all kinds of people. And there are myths that we are busting. I have, like I said, Chef Tu David Fu, who's absolutely brilliant. And he is going to rock. He is rocking this cooktop in a way that is really exciting. So we're going to be really working that, but I really understand. I've lived for so many years, like I say, in the space between like the human and the appliance. So I really understand. I understand our builders that say, you're asking me to put in an inferior or more expensive technology. I understand that. I understand my realtors that come to us and they're like, look, if we have this, I can't sell the house in the same way. I really get that. And I really understand everyone from Chinese grandmas to young kids to people of all different socioeconomic levels saying, I don't know how to use this thing. So we really get it. And I've been cooking with people for decades now. And I really, it matters to me that people get excited about this. Alex, Rob, and I are working with the appliance world to help bring these messages forth as well. And we really get it. So please come find us here at Monarch. We're here for you. And it's just a joy to spend this time with everybody. And thank you for your time. It's very valuable to us.
Yeah, and I would just add that, induction's one piece of the zero carbon home of the future. And, yeah. And that's where we're going. Electric cars have proved that often it's a better technology. Yeah. I think what you've proved to me, Chef Rochelle, is that induction is like an electric car. It's a better technology all around. And the knock on environmental and health benefits are incredible. But what I would tell people is, if you want to learn more about some of the things that Brady talked about, heat pump technology, how do I put that in my home? Yeah. Battery storage, solar on my home. There's new electric water heat pump, water heater heat pump technology that's incredible. But please join us at EBA. This session will be recorded and up at EBA.org. But join with us as we really create a community to come together and learn and share and collaborate like we did today. And really work toward that zero energy, zero carbon, zero health, and resilient future. So thanks so much to our panel today. Rochelle, yeah. I am so envious that you're going to eat that next, and Robert as well. And we want to thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure. We also have a NARI event. So any members of NARI, the Remodeling Association, we are doing a live stream on March 10th. So don't miss that, because we are really going to be speaking to our own industry about this again. So it's really an honor. And thank you, everyone, so much. Thank you, Nancy, as well.
Thanks, Chef Rochelle.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Happy Chinese New Year
to everyone.
Yes. All right.
Bye.
Bye now.